Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we welcome back to the studio John Chinesky, who's going to join us for a This Day in History quiz each day of this All the Money in Half the Time membership drive. You may already know John as the Ask Me Another puzzle guru and the puzzle guy with the way with words. And John is the incredibly imaginative person who designed the Brian Lehrer Show activity book. So glad to have you come and play with the Brian Lehrer Show this week.
I'm loving being here. It's great.
And we have a whole bank of callers here who heard our invitation a few minutes ago and are ready to play This Day in History. And we will start with Christina in Union. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Brian.
So
hi, John.
Did you hear the question that John laid out there as a little tease earlier?
Yes, I heard it.
John, you want to repeat it? And Christina's going to try to answer that one.
Of course. Exactly 100 years ago yesterday, on October 16, 1916, what activist, writer, and nurse opened the nation's first ever birth control clinic in Brooklyn?
And that would be Margaret Sanger.
That is absolutely right. Well done. And Brian, you were right that Margaret Sanger has a descendant who works at the New York Times.
Very prominent international affairs correspondent, national security correspondent, David Sanger. All right, Christina, since you got that one right, you can get another one.
Well, let me ask you, do you know sports or no?
Not really.
Let's do a different one then. Okay. What is the name of the structure which still stands today that is the most famous remnant of a two-year-long event that closed on this day in 1965?
Is it something to do with the World's Fair?
Yes, it is.
Ooh,
is it that big thing?
That big thing, yeah.
That big thing that's in Queens?
Yes, it's the big thing in Queens. You've narrowed it down to its location. Its name is the Unisphere, of course.
Christina, thank you so much for playing. Ellen and Nyack. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
All right, you ready for this day in history question?
I was ready for the first one. I'll see if I'm ready for this.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. What do I have on this day in history? This is October 17th, of course. Today is the birthday of what former relief pitcher for the Atlanta Braves who claimed he could never pitch for a New York team because he imagined the 7 train, which runs from Times Square out through Queens, to be, quote, depressing?
Oh, boy. You really got me on that one. I'm sorry. I'm not a big my husband would know, but not me.
Oh, sorry.
Ellen, thanks a lot for trying. And let's give the answer so that we can get through. Well, let's see. How many questions do you have in total? Everything that's on the front
Everything
and back
on the
of the
sheet,
sheet
is in fair game.
All right. So Mets fans of a certain age will remember that person who maybe was, you know, an early sign that a Donald Trump candidacy might be coming.
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, given his reaction to diversity on the 7 train
That's John Rocker. And on behalf of New York sports fans, whew, he was not happy to be here.
We have a few open lines. If people want to get in line to take our October 17th This Day in History quiz with John Chinesky, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Joel in Jersey City, ready for a question?
I am.
Hit him.
Hey, Joel. I'm going to warn you, this one's kind of tricky. The Radio Corporation of America was founded on this day in 1919. Now, the Midtown skyscraper that was originally the RCA building, then the GE building, now the Comcast building, has a bulky limestone base, which years ago earned it what nickname?
Speechless.
Now, the only answer I'd have would be 30 Rock.
Now, okay, that's the tricky part. Yeah, it's not 30 Rock. The Rock, of course, in that case, comes from John Rockefeller, but it does have another name. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, I do.
I'm sure that some people out there know it. It's called the Slab, believe it or not.
Joel, thanks for trying. Eileen in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Brian.
Ready for a question?
Well, I was ready for Margaret Sanger.
Everybody's ready for Margaret Sanger.
I know, that was an easy one.
All right, we'll see about this one.
How about this one? Today is the birthday of what physician and astronaut who became the first African-American woman in outer space when she traveled aboard the Space Shuttle Endeavour in 1992?
Mae Jemison.
Yes, very good. Mae Jemison is right.
Very
Yay!
Good. You can get another one. Let's see if you can get two.
How about this one? Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, George Harrison, Bob Dylan, and Jeff Lynne of ELO made up what supergroup who released their first album on this day in 1988?
Can you say the names again?
Sure. Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, George Harrison, Bob Dylan, and Jeff Lynne of ELO.
Oh, gee. The Beatles Revised.
The Beatles Revised.
Nice try. Oh, I know that one. It's the Traveling Wilburys.
Traveling
isn't
Wilburys
it?
Is right, yes. They came up with two albums.
Liz in Manhattan, ready for this day in history question?
Yes, I am.
All right, Liz. Happy birthday to Ryan McGinley, born on this day in 1977, one of the youngest people to ever have a solo show at the Whitney Museum. A 2014 GQ article about Ryan called him the most important blank in America. Fill in the blank.
Oh, gosh. You know, my first job was at the Whitney Museum, but it was well after that show. The most important graffiti artist?
No, not a graffiti artist. You know, just guess another kind of artist, and maybe you'll get it.
Another kind of artist. Is it something very of the moment, like a digital artist?
It's not. Ryan McGinley is a photographer.
Ah.
Yeah.
You know, you should always go with something simple, right?
Yes.
Liz, thank you very much. Let's see if we can do one or maybe two more.
Sure.
Jadania in Queens. Hi, Jadania.
Hi, Brian. Hi, David.
Here we go, John.
Hi, Jadania. On this day in 1814, eight people in London were killed when several vats of what liquid burst and foamed into the streets of St. Giles Parish?
Kerosene?
Kerosene's a good guess, but no, it's not kerosene.
Oil, liquid.
Thanks for trying, Jadania. What was it?
Can we get maybe someone else to try to guess this one?
How about Bob in Woodside? Bob, did you hear the question?
I didn't.
On this day in 1814, eight people in London were killed when several vats of what liquid burst and foamed into the streets of the St. Giles Parish?
Burst and foamed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Well, it's beer. It's the Great London Beer Flood.
There was a London beer flood.
That's right. Yeah, right. It filled basements and people drowned, sorry to say.
Wow. Bob, yeah. Thank you very much. And with that, we conclude our Monday, October 17th, This Day in History quiz with John Chinesky, who will be back tomorrow and Wednesday and
yes.
Thursday
yes.
and Friday
yes.
with more history quizzes during our All the Money in Half the Time fall fundraiser and John, who designed our Brian Lehrer Show activity book. Talk to you tomorrow. That was so much fun.
Talk to you then, Brian. Thanks.